Engagement is simply the act of sharing. Sharing laughter, sharing support, sharing encouragement. When you engage with others, you invest in others. Today on Growing Hope, we continue to grow up relationships by actively investing in engagement.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in a few moments to connect, engage, and build a balanced life. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith, and I believe in the power of hope because I have seen hope make a difference and work in so many ways in my life and in the lives of the people around me. Hope makes a difference because hope makes a way. You need to be invested in growing up hope for your life, and you also want to be intentional about creating the relationships for your life. And those relationships will help make hope a little easier. The journey is better when you are connected with others and going on this journey with them. We're designed for relationships, but relationships begin with connections. And once you make those connections, you have to be intentional about engagement so that you can grow up those connections into the relationships you need. So follow up your meetings with a personal note. Follow up more than once just to follow up and check in. Don't ask for anything. Reach out to support others and to help those that you've met. Connect new connections with old connections. And invest time sharing and engaging online and offline. It may not be a big thing, but it's the little things, the little bits that make way for the big things. It's easy to not make the time. I mean, you're busy. You have things to do. You have commitments that have to be followed up on. You don't have time to engage with others. Or any excuse will do if you don't want to do something. And sometimes you just don't want to engage. I told my husband the other day that I wanted to have more people over to the house. We used to have folks come over almost once a week. And I like having the company. I enjoy the engagement. My husband, the engagement was good, but he really liked the fact that having people over unexpectedly kept me up to speed on the chores. I didn't want to have to rush around when the company was on their way, so I did my best to make sure that the house was always company ready, especially since his aunt had a tendency to show up unannounced. So as we were talking about this and having the company, I remembered that our unfinished driveway had caused a lot of issues the last time we had a party. It had a lot of rocks, holes, bumps, mud. The mud was the biggest issue. So I told him once we get the driveway fixed, then we can start hosting events again. A few days later, I was sharing some thoughts on the little bits method and how getting things done helped get things done. And I was talking about back when my boys were their youngest, when they were younger, and I was homeschooling them, and we had company over all the time. I mean, all the time. And I still managed to get things done. And it was in that moment that I remembered our driveway's always been chert and some gravel. It's always had rocks and holes and bumps and mud. It wasn't what was stopping me from getting engaged with folks. I was just using it as an excuse. Despite my need for engagement and my enjoyment of engagement, I had settled into an excuse not to engage. I think that's the way the enemy sets us up. We're told that we can't because, and it doesn't even matter what the because is, because the enemy knows growing relationships is essential to our success, and engagement is essential to growing up the relationships. if we don't engage with the people we connect with, then we never grow up the foundational relationships that give us the boldness and the courage to do more than we can do on our own. That's why we're called to be in relationships. Not because we have to have the companionship, but because we're so much stronger when we're going together. We're bolder when someone reaches out and says, "You've got this." And when they do it unexpectedly, without anything expected in return, when they show up out of the blue and say, "Hey, you're great. You helped me do this." Or, "Hey, you're really talented at this." Or, hey, just have a good day. Those kind of engagements build up the relationships that tell us that we can reach our big dream goals. We can pursue the impossible. We can turn the dreams into reality for our lives. You need relationships, and you have to be intentionally engaged with others to build up the relationships you need. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will flesh out these 5 ideas on how we can intentionally engage with others. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can we boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are connecting, engaging, and growing up the relationships we need to build our balanced life. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach. If you're struggling to find your focus, then connect with me at coachforfocus.com today. Engagement takes the focus from what we can't do to what we can do. But it's easy to become so distracted in this world of chaotic noise that we miss the engagement. It's even easier to make excuses when you let procrastination run the show. Believe me, procrastination has been really active in my life recently. I realized how much procrastination holds me down and pulls me away from engagement when I sat down to get ready for this particular episode. See, I had been putting off doing what I know I needed to do. And I have been, by putting it off, stealing room that I need to do things with others. And I had made a commitment to be invested in others. I wanted to be intentionally involved in the lives of the people around me. But because I was procrastinating and I put off finishing projects, I didn't have the space I needed to do it. My husband announced just the other day that he wanted to take an unannounced road trip. Normally, he gives me a warning, but this time it's like, "Hey, how about in 2 days we go?" But I couldn't, because I had been putting off doing what I knew I was needed to do. I've been intentionally making the choices not to get things done. And because I intentionally made the choices not to get things done, I couldn't follow through on my intentional choice to be invested in other people. It wasn't even until I started thinking about the importance of engagement that I realized procrastination is an enemy of engagement. We cannot let procrastination take control. But here's the thing. Engagement doesn't have to require a whole day. Little bits of engagement, like little bits of other efforts, they make a big difference. So engage with others by following up after meeting with just a note, a personal note, personalized to them, to what y'all talked about, to the encounter. Yes, I know email is easier, and sometimes it's a challenge to try to find a snail mail address for people these days. But if you do, they will notice the extra effort, and the extra effort will make an impact. I attended a local business meetup as a guest of a friend, and I loved it. It was so much fun, but it was a weekly commitment. And because I was still homeschooling the boys at the time, I didn't have that time investment to make. So I was disappointed. But when I got home a few days later, I got notes from several of the people that had been at the meeting. And it meant something to me that they took the time to write me a personalized note. I'm still connected to some of those. I still engage with them on a fairly regular basis. Because they took the time to follow up after the meeting, it made an impact. They also followed up a second time just to engage. They never asked me for a lead or pitched me a product to purchase. And when you engage just to build the relationship, it's obvious to the ones that you're engaging with. When you engage to get something, that's just as obvious to them. Be invested in others to grow up the relationship, not to gain something from the connection. In truth, the relationship is the gain. You might not see immediate returns on your investment, but they will show up. It's been said that if you can have anything you want if you're willing to invest in helping others get to where they want. When it comes to intentional engagement, sharing others and helping others is a very powerful point. I mentioned before about a writing conference I attended because I got a free ticket. Well, I really went to see how they were running their conference because I want to hold more conferences in my area. But I also had a very selfish intent for attending the meeting. There was going to be a representative there of an agency I wanted to connect with and work with. I was focused. I was purposeful. I was all about me. And because I was so focused on me, I almost missed the moment of helping others. Self-focus will do that. It'll take your focus off helping others. So no matter what event I'm attending, I've found that the more I am focused on helping others and encouraging others and sharing others, the less focused I am on me and the more forward I move in my purpose. It's weird like that. When you're helping others, you are helping yourselves. Now, sometimes it's weeks or months or years before I see the investment grow up and bloom. But intentional encouragement can't be dictated by the expected harvest. Intentional investment and engagement must be focused on the planting of seeds. Seeds come in all shapes and forms. Just like each person is unique, each engagement seed is unique. I needed to increase my income. I wanted to find more ways to build a financial foundation because, well, mainly because my husband. But I wanted to create this possibility life that I know is there for us. And I jumped on the chance when a connection called and said, I need help with this. I knew it was something I could do, but it was not something that I really enjoyed doing. But there was a paycheck involved. And so I started the process and then really understood this is not where I need to be. So I connected her with another connection that I knew loved doing what she needed. And together, they got it done. They were both excited and they were both engaged in connection with me. So be willing to connect your connections with other connections. Sometimes when you're a conduit for the engagement, you get as many benefits or returns as you would have been if you had stopped the connection with you. Oftentimes you get even more because it wasn't all about you. It was about helping connections make the better connections for their next step. The more you engage with others, the more you build relationships. There will always be a reason not to engage, but there will also always be a way to engage. The choice will be yours. I needed accountability for my next step. Well, actually, what I needed was a kick in the pants, but I wasn't going to tell my husband because he's the one that'll do that. But I did reach out to an online connection, and she was hosting a mastermind group online. It's something that I wanted to do, but I always looked locally to try to find that, and I never could find it. One, I couldn't find the time to go homeschooling. Two, I live in the woods. I mean, squirrels are my accountability partners. But I connected with these people online, and together we would share our struggles and our wins and our focus for the coming week. It's something I wanted for years, but I had made excuses not to get involved. Turning to online meetings allowed me to make a way, because there is a way. You have to be willing, though, to engage online and be willing to make the time to engage offline. When you make engagement a priority, then you will have the time you need to get engaged. Attending family events, business events, conferences, those are all great ways to engage with others, but engaging doesn't have to be big to make a difference. A quick phone call, a little note, a surprise social share. Those are all ways to invest in the little bits of engagement that begin creating your foundational relationships. Side note here, if you know an author, the best way to engage with an author is to offer a review of a book. Nothing makes an author feel better than when you are willing to review a book. So I dare you to make engagement a priority. And then see how that engagement, that intentional engagement, the choice to make it a priority is going to make way for engagement to occur. You'll find opportunities all around you to engage, to share, to laugh, to enjoy the journey together when you are intentionally looking for those opportunities to be engaged, to share, and connect. Be engaged today to build engagement for the relationships moving forward. You need to be intentionally engaged to create the relationships you need to get things done. But if you don't choose to engage, you will find a reason not to engage. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we will finish up this plan to invest in little bits of engagement. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are invested in engagement. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, tossing around a little twisted encouragement to engage you in pursuit of hope. Learn more at snarkyrainbows.com. Encouragement is one of my favorite engagement techniques. It's one of my favorite everythings. I love to be encouraging and to encourage others. There always seems to be an opening for encouraging the people I encounter, whether they want it or not. If you're going to be engaged, you're going to need to be intentional about making time for your engagement. Little bits help little bits. So when you do a little bit of what you need to do, then you make room for little bits of engagement down the road. But if you aren't making engagement a priority, it is going to be easy to make a reason not to get engaged. Period. I'm too tired. I'm too busy. I'm too far behind. When the focus is all about you, then you will struggle to make engagement a priority. But a little shift of focus, just a little bit, makes room to engage. A little bit at a time. So follow up with a note or card. Follow up with more than one connection without an ask. Share others and keep reaching out to help others. Connect connections with connections. Find online and offline engagement opportunities. They're there if you look. Where there is a will, there is a way. If your will is to not engage, then you will find a way to avoid it. If your will is to be intentionally engaged, then you will find multiple ways and the time necessary to make the engagements happen. Bo Williams and I connected through the Huntsville Bloggers Group I've mentioned several times. But because the group doesn't get together very much at all anymore, Bo and I haven't had opportunities to connect. And we really enjoyed engaging with each other. We always made each other laugh. The other day he posted about eating at a lunch near my home, and I quickly replied with a snarky response, surprise, about him ignoring me in my own neighborhood. Then and there he made a point to schedule a lunchtime meeting, you know, for us to get together and talk. More importantly, he scheduled it where I am, so that I would not have to travel to him. That's intentional engagement. And then I found out that he was actually taking time off of work in order to come and have lunch with me. You just can't get more intentional than that. And that's what we have to do to be invested in building these relationships we need. We have to be willing to make intentional choices for engagement instead of making excuses. Don't make excuses. Find ways. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are intentionally engaging with each other. How have you found ways to engage? Head over to the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page or Facebook group, or visit snarkyrainbows.com to share your engagement tips and experiences. Sharing your little ways to engage will remind us of little ways that we can engage. And remember, it's the little bits that add up. You need to engage to build up the relationships you need so that you can live out your big dreams. And if you're looking for the path to your big dreams, if you haven't figured it out yet, go over to whiteboardofworlddomination.com as soon as this program ends, and you can get the 8 steps that begin this process of creating your world domination. A little bit here, a little bit there, and before you know it, you will take big leaps into all of your possibilities. It's right there. It's just a little bit away. It's just 1 step away. You can live it if you choose to live it. And I'm here to encourage you, to engage with you, to connect you to the connections that are going to lead you to all that possibility living. But if you don't make time to engage, if you don't reach out to connect, if you don't build the connections into the relationships, if you try to go it alone, you're going to struggle because you're not designed to do this alone. Remember that three-strand cord is stronger because it's together. And we are stronger when we work together. So let's get engaged, let's connect, let's share, and let's take on our world domination. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you that hope, it makes a difference. Because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.